Good morning. This is Mark Gold with Top 30 Ag Marketing, bringing you the pre-opening Chicago Board of Trade grain comments for today, Wednesday, September 4th. In the news this morning, overnight EBOT prices for December corn up a half a cent, November beans up 3.5 cents, and December wheat up about 3 cents. Currently, we've got the dollar down about 34 ticks after making the highs at 99.30 and change yesterday. We're back down to 98.61, down 34 ticks. Crude oil is back up $1.50 a barrel. The metals are mixed. The bonds are about close to a full point lower. A little bit higher overnight despite the improvements in the crop ratings on the corn. Corn improved 1 percentage point to 58% good to excellent. The beans were unchanged at 55, good to excellent. The corn crop is still very far behind, so it's still obviously subject to an early frost, though that doesn't look like it's anywhere in sight. So, you know, we made the contract lows on corn and Kansas City wheat on the first trading day of the month. Let's hope those lows hold in here and that we can rally out of here somehow. There's been no talk on the trade front talks, on the trade war talks. That doesn't help things out here. The weather looks pretty darn good, and I just don't see any compelling reason to move higher here without frost and without a trade deal. But, you know, we can rally. You know, hopefully these lows that we made yesterday will hold and we can bounce. Certainly have a turnaround Tuesday on Wednesday kind of day here today. So I'm hoping that we see something positive and that we can move higher. It's just I don't have a whole lot of confidence in it. The export inspections yesterday certainly indicated that the Chinese are still in this market to buy beans. So despite the rhetoric that they've told their buyers not to buy anything U.S., they're in here buying. It looks like 800,000 plus tons went to China on this latest inspections report. I think it was the Chinese that bought the beans on the break yesterday. So they're still in this market. And, you know, if the world wants soybeans, we're the one game in town. Brazilian supplies are getting tight. Our supplies could be getting tighter. So I think the soybeans do have a chance to rally in here. Funds are still heavily short corn and beans and meal, so maybe we can get a rally there. If you have any questions, give us a call, 1-877-884-3343. That's 877-TT-HEDGE.